This is Jean McMillan interviewing Joan Palmer at 41 Chatfield Drive on Friday, August 12th, 2011. May I have your full name?
Yes, Joan Palmer.
When and where were you born, please?
I was born in Canaan, Connecticut, on December 20th, 1934.
And what is your mother and father's full name?
My mother's name was Ruth Johnson, and my father was Theodore Johnson.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I'm the only child.
Mrs. Palmer, what was your educational background?
I graduated from the Housatonic Valley Regional High School in 1952. Sorry, that's wrong.
Well, whatever.
I went on to the Pear School of Art in New Haven and graduated there in 1955, and studied, I went, moved to New York and studied the courses at the Art Students League. And that's about it for me.
How did you happen to come to Salisbury?
Well, I married a man from Salisbury, John Palmer, and that's where we decided to live.
How did you get involved with the daycare center?
They were looking for someone who wasn't working at the time, and I had three children. My youngest had not really started school yet. And so I was approached, and I said, well, I still have a child at home. So they said, well, you can bring him. And I thought, well, that's great. The hours were good. I could leave after my children went to school, and I would be home before they got home. So that's how I got the job.
And where was the first daycare center?
The first daycare was in the parish house of the Methodist Church on Main Street in Lakeville.
And how was it set up originally? How were the children divided up, or were they all in one group?
Well, in the beginning, we only had six children. So they were all together. They weren't separated by age at that time or anything. We were there with just the six.
Who started this organization and why?
It was started by a woman by the name of Betsy Harris from Sharon, Connecticut. And she felt that there was a need for daycare in this area, in the tri-state area. And when the daycare started, it was just for working mothers. And then eventually we started taking in children for just socialization.
Was there a board of directors at the beginning?
Yes.
Can you give me the names of some of those ladies?
Okay. There was Dorothy Warner from Sharon. There was Catherine Kellogg from Salisbury. Let's see.
Betty Leach,
right. From Salisbury, and
Dorothy Warner.
Yeah, I mentioned her already.
Okay. How about Bunny Benson.
Benson. I think Bunny was more of a volunteer than on the board, if I remember right. And of course, Betsy Harris. There were not that many. There were maybe there were about four or five board members at the time.
When did you move to Wells Hill Road?
We were in the church for about maybe 3 or 4 years. And then they purchased the Wells Hill building.
What year did the daycare start at the Methodist Church?
That was in 1970.
And then about 75-ish, you moved to 22 Wells Hill.
Around that time.
Would you describe the house on Wells Hill as far as where the different sections of children were and what the activities were?
Okay. Now, I had the older group of children, which was the 5 and 6 year olds. They were in one end of the building, in a separate room. There was a middle room where the 4 year olds were. And then there was a big room that had the 3 year olds. And then the front room was also for 3 year olds for a while. And then after a few years, that they turned that into an infant room. And we were able to take babies that were, I think, 3 months and older.
Was there criteria for taking these children? Was there a fee? What was some of the formal things?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, they had to, first of all, they had to fill out a form. They had to put down which days of the week or how many days of the week they wanted their child to come. And then the fee would center around that, how much they would have to pay every week. I don't remember what any of that was, but and then if they wanted to come, they had to put down if they wanted their child to come all day or half a day or a certain amount of hours. And they had to stick to that. It wasn't just a drop-in place.
You also told me that they had to be potty trained.
Oh, yes. 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 That was right from the very beginning.
That makes sense. What are some of the activities that you did with the older children?
Oh, with the older ones. Well, actually, my job mainly was to get them ready for kindergarten. And so we did, of course, lots of games where they would learn how to count. They would learn their letters from these games. We did lots of arts and crafts, of course, and outside play and that.
Was there a lot of training to socialize, to get along with other children?
Oh, yes. Yes. That's one of the reasons I think a lot of parents sent their children there, because they've been home up until this point so much with their parents, and the parents realized that they had to be involved with other children, and they wanted them to be able to socialize before they went to kindergarten. And so, and I think it was very, very, very helpful to a lot of children, because at that age, 3 and 4 years old, they tend to be very shy.
Yes.
And then when they interact with other children, they really come out of that. And it's great to see some of
they blossom.
The changes. Yes.
They do blossom. Was there any staff training, or were you just thrown into it?
Well, in the very beginning, we were just sort of thrown into it, as you say. And then after we got up to the Wells Hill building, then we went to, we had to take courses at Northwestern Community College, and this was at night. And we all took courses in early childhood development.
Which is necessary now.
It is, yes. Yes, it's mandatory now.
Do you know when the site moved to Salmon Kill, approximately?
I don't remember the date. No. Sorry.
I'm going to say maybe 10 years ago. But I don't know either.
No, I think it's been longer,
longer than
that.
That.
Yeah.
Very possibly. Very possibly.
Yeah, let's see, because it's, the daycare has been about 45 years
now. Oh,
it's been in operation.
Yeah.
So I would say close to 20 years. Close to 20 years.
That's how much I know.
So.
Oh, goodness. Have I missed anything as far as the daycare before we go on to other questions? Anything that you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. Okay, covered.
I want to talk a little bit, or for you to talk a little bit, about your painting career. Oh. What kind of media do you use?
Well, right now, I do mainly watercolors. And when I started out years ago, I was an oil painter. And eventually, breathing turpentine took its toll on me.
It would.
So I switched around to several different things. And then discovered this wonderful woman in Great Barrington who taught watercolor.
Ooh.
And she taught me everything. I think I studied with her for about 3 or 4 years and learned the basics of watercolor and all the tricks.
Oh, and there are. There are.
So now, and I love watercolor, and that's what I do mainly now.
Do you have a scheduled time during the day, or does the spirit have to move, or?
Well, there are days when I don't feel like painting. There are days when I can't paint. Mm-hmm. Nothing works.
Yeah.
Actually, I prefer to paint in the morning.
That makes
sense. Yeah.
Is the light better in the morning?
It
that?
Seems to be. Seems to be. The north light coming in.
Supposed to be the best light.
Yeah.
Do you have any of your paintings shown now?
I do, yes. I'm involved with the Housatonic Valley Art League that's based in Sheffield, Massachusetts. In the past, I've shown all over the tri-state area. I also have some of my paintings in the Lady Audrey Gallery in Millerton, New York. And I do a lot of group shows And also, I try at least, oh, maybe once every 2 years to have a one-person show.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
It is.
But yes. You enjoy it.
It's fun.
Now, so. You moved to town probably in the 60s?
Yes. 1961. Yes. We moved to Lakeville.
Has your neighborhood changed any? Because you've always been on Porter Street, I think.
Right, we have, yes. Well, just the neighbors change.
Yeah?
That's about it.
But I think you told me that the town garage used to be...
Oh, right, right. Right. When we first moved to Porter Street, the town garage was across the street from our house.
And it's now a lawyer's office.
Now it's, right, lawyer's office.
Shipman and Goodman, yes. I think.
Yeah.
How has the town changed over the years that you've been here? Do you notice anything different, or?
In Lakeville, yes. When we first moved to Lakeville, there was a grocery store. Well, there was, of course, our post office, which is still there. And then next to that was a drugstore. And then next to that was a grocery store, where the boathouse is now. And then, wow, down on Route 41, there were shops. There was Barnett's 5 and 10. I think there was a restaurant down there, a little cafe. Then there was a music store, there was a shoe store, there was a jewelry store.
They're all gone.
And now they're gone.
Everything's gone.
They're gone.
They're either art galleries, no offense, or some restaurants, but
right.
You can't get needle and thread.
No. No, there's nothing. Nothing,
no, nothing
where you can go and pick up something that you need.
No. There are no notion shops
no.
or anything like that.
No. Oh.
Have there been any... the buildings have pretty much stayed the same, other than the Bissell House that got moved back to put the bank in. But how about the people? Have they changed any as far as... what you've noticed, do we have more senior citizens, fewer senior citizens, more children, fewer children? Anything that sticks out?
Yes. For instance, on our street, now when we first moved in, there were a lot of children. My children and neighbors' children. Now, of course, they're all senior citizens on that street. Practically everyone on the street is a senior citizen. People come and go. Houses have been sold. Neighbors have changed. Right now, I'm not sure who my neighbors are.
I can understand that.
Actually, when you go out on a weekend to something, there isn't anyone there you know.
Yes, you are right.
And they're all strangers.
And you've been in town a little longer than I. You don't know anybody.
No, no. You're walking among strangers.
Yes.
And even in the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of, there's a lot of new people that live around or in the town. You very rarely run into the people that you used to see years ago. I know they're still around, but they're not.
They're not as visible as they used to be.
Not as visible, right. So.
Do you think that the spirit of volunteerism has changed over the years. Do we have as many people that are willing to be on boards or committees or SWASA or the daycare?
I don't know. I know a lot of people who are still volunteer for a lot of things, so I don't know. I really can't say, because I don't know.
Yeah, but it seems to you that we still have enough people.
I think people, yes, are willing to volunteer to do things. I know I myself volunteer to do different things.
Yes.
Since I have the time, so.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the town, the neighborhood, your art, the daycare?
Well, I just want to say that I loved working at the daycare. It was really a great job. I hated to leave when I did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just something I really had to do, so make room for younger people.
But isn't it nice that you enjoyed it so much that you hated to leave rather than, I can't wait to get out of here?
Right.
That is the best reward for a job well done and a job that you love, more than anything I can think of.
Right. It was a very rewarding job, and now you can see the children that I had back then. Actually, most of them, I'm not crediting myself, but
you can.
You know, they started with us.
Yes.
And they are just going on to college and
isn't that
really
wonderful?
Nice things.
Isn't that wonderful to see how they bloomed, and you know that you contributed to that because you were in when they were so impressionable.
Right. Yes. Yes. It was a great job. I loved it.
And you did it so well.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing your recollections with me, and I very much appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure.